Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This week on Blitz, it's our regular season kickoff special, where we'll tell you whether the hype is real in Chicago. Plus, which team will go from worst to first, and we'll even throw in some ridiculous fantasy advice. So sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get Blitz. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. We're coming to you from the Blitz Bar on the Big Play Sports Network, and we're just 2 days away from the start of the regular season.
Yes!
And I just love this time of year, because every team and their fans actually believe that they have a legitimate shot at the playoffs.
Well, every team?
Every team does.
Every team, except
the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. So tonight, we'll be doing a season preview as we kick off the NFL's 100th season.
This is awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of my thing.
To commemorate the start of the NFL's 100th season, our barkeep has prepared a bourbon and champagne-based cocktail for us called the Sealback Cocktail, which contains Old Forester bourbon, triple sec champagne, and a few bitters.
A few bitters.
You know, garnished with an orange twist.
Oh, wow.
You did a great job with the twist, by the way.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
nice.
Hell of a job.
Oh,
maybe over-twisted.
You know when you do those you know when you do those Mandarin orange peel, like you do that whole thing? Like, I used to be really good at doing the elephant thing.
Was it an elephant?
With the
it was an elephant.
No, I guess it wasn't. Oh, I just figured that out. Wow, it really wasn't. You dirty fucker.
He is dirty.
Okay, so as we sip this drink and consider 100 years of history, what moment stands out for you as the most memorable? Hit your cough button.
Wait.
In mid-season form.
The button that makes the cough? Thing?
Yes, please do. Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's the sound effect button.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
Ah, nice.
The most memorable moment.
Yeah.
Whew, man.
100 years.
I'm just going to go a homer pick for me.
Coach, you've been around for like 4/5 of it.
So I've got to go a Seattle highlight, of course.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
No,
where do you think it was going?
Well, Jesus. I wanted to put in something about like, hey, don't reference your own team.
Well, you didn't say that.
Christ. Okay, so 100 years of history. We're going to go back 6 years. Yeah. Isn't that terrific? Wow.
Now, what do I do?
I mean,
the easy answer is the latest Super Bowl victories, because remember we were together when Seattle won.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn memorable. The three of us were together, though.
Wow, that's true.
So that was a pretty memorable moment, just because it was a lot of fun. We were just blackout drunk. You know, it was just hilarious. We were in Seattle.
Didn't we get into that bar at like 9 in the morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
it was earlier than that. Yeah.
He was in line at like 7. He's like, guys, you better come down here because it's already lining up.
Yeah. And only like 2.5 hours later, you guys came down.
Yeah. That's so true.
Love it. And for me, it'd be the last Packers Super Bowl.
Jesus.
Well, because it was extra
special. This is just not going the way I thought.
What do you think we were going to do?
Here we go. I'm going to do, I was watching the Beastquake game.
Yeah.
That to me was absolutely insane. Like very rare do I jump out of my seat and just like, it's unbelievable.
Crowd silent now as opposed to when the Saints had the ball. Oh, look at this run. What a run. Marshawn Lynch. Still on his feet. Has blockers now. He's dancing his way for the touchdown.
It's one of those moments where you're like, I'm going to remember this the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, that was insane.
That was like a crazy
run. It was like the OBJ catch over the back like times 100. It was crazy where you realize what you just witnessed and you're just – it was incredible. That was a very memorable moment for me.
That was
David Tyree.
Crazy. Yeah,
Tyree was a
that was crazy.
And I remember I was in Europe at the time, oddly enough, watching it, and it was just it was like 2 in the morning, or maybe it was 4 in the morning.
Huge fan base over there.
Yeah, huge. Oh yeah, yeah. There's lots of people there in my, my hotel room.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just. I was just stunned. I was almost numb because you just didn't think that could ever happen.
No.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet. Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Inside the 25 and a timeout taken.
Who would have ever bet that the Giants and then done it that way? And that for me was an unbelievable moment that it'll always stick with me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Over the undefeated Patriots.
That's what I'm saying.
That was David and Goliath. That was literally David versus Goliath.
That was I don't know.
David Tyree.
Yeah, but who's Goliath?
Who's Goliath? Goliath Jones, the guy who tried to tackle him.
All good. Okay. Well, if you'd like the recipe for the Sealback cocktail and want to see what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitzfootball.com and check out our Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
First down.
There's a 7-foot-tall bobblehead doll of Mike Ditka in Millennium Park.
God.
And according to this video, Peyton Manning is now all in on the Bears.
Peyton the Lesser, do you believe in Hallis, the Papa Bear Almighty, and in Iron Mike Ditka, his only son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and suffered under Mike McCaskey? Do you believe in Pierce Before Noon, the Holy Sweetness, and Brats Everlasting?
I do.
Well then, Peyton, in the name of the Papa, the Ditka, and the 46 defense, I baptize thee into this Italian beef juice and out as a Bears super fan.
Packers suck!
What?
My question is,
oh God,
is anything but a Super Bowl victory a disappointment this year in Chicago?
Oh, I know. The hype is real.
It is so real.
The hype is real.
I
think it NFC Championship, I think is I think that'll be, I mean, obviously you don't want to lose the Super Bowl, so I guess that's a bit of a downer to winning that, but I think realistically that's something that they'd be like, yeah, that's a phenomenal season. I mean, of course any team would be like that, but
making NFC Championship.
Yeah.
I think they're in a similar place to LA last year, and LA lost, obviously.
Yep.
So was that seen as a successful season to their...
I think you have to.
I think it has to. Yeah, I agree.
Even though LA went like all in.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Buying free agents. I mean,
maybe different tack.
Maybe
yeah,
not
point.
As much for them, because Chicago's a lot of homegrown talent. Obviously, Max there for a ton of money, but for the most part.
Yeah, but they didn't sell out to bring anybody
exactly.
in.
No. Exactly, right? So, no. I mean, he's really the only big, huge splash, right? So, I don't see it as pressure-packed as the Rams. I really don't.
Either do I. I don't think it has to be Super Bowl. I think they have to see, like, a really good season. They have to see their young guys, because they do have a lot of them. Trubisky improving. I think they have to, their kid, Montgomery, do really well, because it's basically his show now.
Yep.
Yeah, they just have to see, like, improvement. And their defense is going to be fantastic.
But improvement means moving on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be Super Bowl.
I don't think they're Super Bowl or bust. I don't think that's the term.
So you're one step shy of the Super Bowl, basically. So we need. So
is that an okay answer to your question?
NFC Championship.
Is there another option other than you're right?
I want to say NFC Championship. Anything but NFC Championship is a disappointment.
Yeah, agreed.
Chicago
absolutely.
Agreed.
Wow. So that means by they have to win the division.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't go to the NFC Championship as a wild card.
Very hard. Only the Giants can do that.
Right. Exactly. This year.
Yeah.
Coming up. With Daniel Jones. Turn
it here first. Turn it here first.
Yeah, of course.
No, I think so.
Yeah, I
think
do.
So.
I do too.
Yeah.
Hype-wise and talent-wise.
There's huge hype around this team.
And they've earned it.
Yeah.
It's a great team. Great defense. Yeah. A rising offense. I mean.
I love how the fans are getting behind this team too. Like, I do like that.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the fans, like, getting behind Trubisky. I just, yeah, the whole atmosphere around it's
totally
really cool.
But they're one of the teams that you want to be cheering for.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, it's like
maybe not as a Packers fan.
Packers fan, shut up.
I beg to differ.
I'm just gonna dip
I really
right here.
Don't yeah, want I, yeah, to be I cheering get for it. Them.
No, but I mean, overall, I mean, here's a team. It's a historical team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But only one Super Bowl victory. I mean, this is a team that you want to get a couple of Super Bowl wins on.
Well, they should.
I mean, they really
should.
Right?
Yeah.
And they've just been plagued by horrific quarterback play.
Only for 50 years.
Bad luck. Yeah, exactly.
Just 50 years.
Yeah,
right. No big deal.
No big deal. Well, 54. I
mean, yeah. Right? Who's counting?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. 53. I mean, they won in 85.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just want to root for them. I mean, they feel like a blue-collar team that you just want to – if you can see Rookie's face right now, he is literally crawling on the floor right now.
I understand what you – here's the thing. I understand what you mean. Like, I like the makeup of the team.
Like,
I don't agree with what you're saying about we all have to be cheering. I'm not cheering for them, but I understand the hype, and I understand – I like the makeup of the team. Even Mac. Like, Mac isn't homegrown, but, like, I love Mac. Mac is a fucking stud.
Yeah.
I love that guy. You can get behind that guy easy.
The thing I like with the Bears, and I know I'm an offensive coach, but I love the fact that they're a defensive team.
Yeah.
And they're defense first, and the defense runs that team.
Yeah.
Right? The offense, they want to make sure they make enough points, but the defense is going to make or break wins and losses for that team. So that, for me, and sort of the current of the NFL is all about offense and throwing and all these splashy things. Having a team out there that's just smashing the face and kicking your butt just with defense, I think that's just a cool counter trend.
That's where you have to see the improvement. You can't be like fucking Jacksonville who made it to the championship game and with a good defense, like an elite defense.
Oh, yeah.
Bortles under center. And now what? They've got, like, Nick Foles chucking the ball. Like, you just can't be stuck in that limbo where your offense can't match what your defense is doing.
Agreed.
Second down.
As we're thinking about the 2019-2020 NFL season, what storyline do you think most likely will play out over the course of the year?
Oh, God.
One, the Raiders being competitive in the AFC West. Number two, the Panthers winning the NFC South.
Oh, God.
Number three, the Bills finally unseating the Patriots in the AFC East. Or lastly, the Packers missing out on the playoffs for the third straight year. Who wants this?
That's exciting.
You can create your own, by the way.
I can't go my own team?
No, you cannot.
And the Seahawks. No, of those, the one I like the most, and I'm going to cheat by looking at them and make sure I got it right. I look at your first one and go, well, but is the AFC West that competitive anymore? Obviously the Chiefs will be great. Don't get me wrong. Because it doesn't say they're going to win it, just be competitive, right?
Oh,
and
okay,
so, like, the Chargers are lost.
See, that's why you reread.
Yeah, I know. So, anyways, but that doesn't interest me the most. The one that interests me most, oddly enough, is actually the Panthers.
Winning the NFC South.
Yeah, because that would be epic.
Be crazy. And you have to get by a couple.
Oh, you got to get by some
some pretty angry teams.
Some extremely good teams.
Buccaneers are so angry.
Oh, yeah. But I think the Falcons are going to come back really big this year. They lost so many guys on defense
Saints
last
and
year.
Falcons are both.
And of course,
pissed.
The Saints are the Saints. Right? And the Saints, I mean, they have another chip on their shoulder from getting like jobbed again in the prior playoffs. So that's a huge, huge hill to climb for the Panthers. And who knows? I mean, they've got McCaffrey, who's phenomenal. They always have a good defense. And if Newton plays like Newton can play, then they could be a hell of a team. I mean, they had a 15-1 season not too long ago, right? So there's talent there and good coaching there.
Remember, with Norv Turner in place, Newton's completion percentage went up about 8 or 9%.
That's a big deal.
Pre-shoulder injury.
Yeah.
So
the only question mark there,
big difference.
The only question mark there is like who's reliably catching passes, and then does his shoulder hold up or does his body hold up?
Right.
Yeah.
But if he's on, he's fucking good.
He's
really good.
But it has to be. He's on. They still let him run at times to be the threat running, which of course. Potential injury there. And of course McCaffrey continues his rise, and I mean if that's working, their defense is usually very good.
The thing about McCaffrey last year, though, like he's got to have some kind of regression, but he's still going to be fucking elite. Like he's like, it doesn't matter if he takes if he doesn't do as well as he did last year.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do that well. That was
But remember the world of shit that they went through last year. Like, Greg Olsen essentially was toast because of that broken foot last year. I mean, that is Newton's security blanket. Yep. Those guys are so in sync.
Yeah. Yep.
And so if he holds up, I see good things happening, and that's why Newton probably won't run as much.
Won't have to, yeah.
And I would say that Turner's probably coaching him to get the ball out quicker, identify somebody that's open. That's why I think we saw McCaffrey get way more looks last year, he's able to turn a 3 yard out into an 11 yard gain.
Yeah.
So why not dump the ball when you can?
Yeah, and they've
it's all about health, I think, for the Panthers.
It is, and it seems like it's crazy, but it's doable. Just because I think they have the talent, and a couple, you know, hits to the Saints and Falcons, and then you know they're only 10-6 or 11-5, right? And you never know.
And can I raise this for a moment? Every year we see Drew Brees start incredibly well.
Yeah.
And then as we get to the latter two-thirds of the season, he starts to fade off. And everyone always says, oh, it's because he's playing outside and the weather's turned. No. He's a dome guy. But last year, he was a different-looking dude in the last third of
the
season.
Yes, he was.
And
second half of the season.
Yeah. So I don't know if the Saints continue this.
He's old.
Yeah,
he's 40 years old, man. Like, did you see? I saw a stat the other day where it was like his yards per attempt dropped like – it was fucked. It dropped from like 9 yards to 6.8 in the second half of the season.
Those are Rosen type yards.
He's tired. He's exhausted. The guy just wants to go sit on the couch and have a nap. He's so fucking tired.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's got to start the decline at some point.
Well, and for a guy
if you're. Say what you will about the dome player, all that stuff, but it looked as though that second half of last year he was fucking exhausted by the end of the season.
Totally. Yeah.
Which is, you think that the Saints are going to come back like they're really good. They're going to come back super angry.
They'll start.
But their most important guy, like, he'll be angry for the first 6 weeks, and then he'll be like, "I'm tired, guys.
tired of being angry."
And I agree. I think the Panthers winning the NFC South is the one to pick here because all of the rest of them are not happening. There's not a chance.
No kidding.
No.
Well, no. I think the Raiders could be competitive just because.
I think even if the Raiders are competitive, the division they're playing in, that competitive means like a fucking losing season. They'll be competitive for 90% of the games, maybe, and they'll lose them all.
The Chiefs will be 14-2.
Yeah, exactly. Like
the Broncos will be 3-13.
Wow. Elite quarterbacking.
Exactly.
Could you see the Raiders being 8-8?
Yeah, I could see it happening.
I think so too.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think so. And as far as I think 8-8 is the worst record in the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. But I think you're competitive at 8-8.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, any given Sunday, right? You could win, you could lose. So I think they can get there. So I think that one's plausible as well. It's just not as interesting to me as that NFC South. It's actually a phenomenal division this year to watch, except for the Bucks.
If I can offer a different take on this.
It's probably going to be
something about the
Patriots.
It's going to be something about
you want to talk about the Bills,
the Packers making the playoffs for the third straight
too, right?
Yeah, because here's where there's lots of question marks: is that everyone's talking about the impact of LaFleur coming in and reinventing what's going to happen on offense. Mm-hmm. However, I haven't really heard a lot in terms of new personnel coming in and really beefing up what's happening in Packerland on offense.
I thought Eddie Lacy came to beef it up.
Did he? No, but that's true. He ate the buffet and moved on.
We got real beefy there for a little bit.
And if you look into the data, into the stats.
Oh, the stats.
Even though I'm a big Mike Patton fan, the defense didn't arguably improve under Patton rather than his predecessor. Mm. And they ran that guy out of town.
Yeah.
I just don't see it all coming together. And here we are talking about a 5-11 team and then a 6-10 team. Is that how they finished in the last couple of years? And why is everybody so high on the fucking Packers?
It's because
of one dude.
One dude?
Well, one dude.
I don't think it's because of one dude.
No,
I think they don't have a ton of depth at like a lot of positions, but it's not just the one dude. It's like the one dude chucking the ball to the number one wide receiver or handing the ball off to a fucking really good running back or to a tight end who's actually like, although he did have a decent statistical year last year, it wasn't up to everyone's standards according to this guy, but like there is a lot of, and then that one dude.
Is he talking about Jimmy Graham?
That one dude is
Like, I don't know, but if Jimmy Graham's blocking for him, Aaron God
Jones.
Help him.
Aaron Jones, baby. This is why I'm going to beat you guys in fantasy football. Because you don't even know who Aaron Jones is. This is what I'm up against.
I love it.
Yeah. Who's the one dude?
We know who Jimmy Graham is, who you're not picking.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think that it's just a no-brainer that you put him into the competitive bracket. They're like,
right.
You've got the GOAT throwing the ball to fucking really good players.
Did Brady get traded?
Oh! Why would you do that on this show? Why would you do that?
I agree. How did you think that was going to go?
Do
you think that was
going
to go well for you?
I wanted to see his face.
Shock.
Unreal. Unbelievable. Wow.
I had to. Come on. He's trying to pump his team up, and they're just trash.
So really, this is just setting the coach up for another apology for when he selects Brady on fantasy draft.
Can't wait.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You motherfucker.
I was trying to push this price up.
Is that what you're doing?
I was trying to.
Why?
Because it's an auction draft. You fuck with people in auction drafts.
No, you want the price to go up. You want the price to go up.
I was. That's why I bid it up, and then no one bid past me. It's like, fuck.
Hire a PR team. We're moving on.
Third down.
What is the most tired narrative that you're hearing about the Bears? Number one, that the defense is going to take a step back with Pagano.
Fair.
Number two, that Trubisky can't possibly keep rising up and be a competent NFL quarterback.
Because that's impossible.
Of course it is. Or number three, the Packers inevitably have to win this division next year. Which one are we most tired of?
I'd like to go first.
Yeah.
Number three! It is incredible, and it speaks to how sort of renowned Aaron Rodgers is that, well, the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, so they're going to be good. And I mean, that's almost, I guess that's where I look at the league. It's like, well, if you've got a big quarterback, you'll be great. And that's why I like the Bears with this defense-first approach. Like, no, you don't have to have the best quarterback in the league to win this fucking thing. I mean, just have a good, well-rounded team or a great defense or something different, but you don't have to have one of those top five quarterbacks to win. And that's why I root for the Bears, because I don't want this to be, well, if you don't have a quarterback, then you're just done. Like, look at Luck retiring. Like, well, the Colts are done. Season's over.
Yep.
Might as well look for that draft pick and go for the next Luck. You know what I mean? Like if that's what the league is, then it's kind of a sucky thing to be rooting for. Oh, well, we better get a great quarterback. Otherwise, we're basically doomed until we find one. And I really think the league needs, and I don't want to change rules here on the spot, but I think it's nice to see teams have success without awesome quarterback play.
Can you change the rules on the spot?
I'm working on it right now.
Incredible.
That'd be really cool.
Wow. Coach,
I didn't know you had that.
Your confidence on this show would rise exponentially.
We might
that was the point.
We might become popular.
I might actually start calling you Mr. Coach if that happened.
Please, Mr. Coach was his father.
Sorry, yeah, good point.
I'm still just
don't embarrass me.
I'm still just Junior.
Yeah,
just Junior.
Junior. Junior.
100%.
Rookie, what do you have to say about this?
What were my options again?
Trubisky
isn't good enough?
Yeah.
Is that number two?
Oh, yeah. Or the defense takes a step back under your
Pagano?
Favorite coach, Pagano, or the fact that the Packers
right.
have to win this division because Aaron Rodgers is just an immense god that's covered in oil.
Christ.
And,
right.
You know, we have to root for him because,
well, by
you know,
process
he's dating
of elimination.
Danica Patrick, and, you know, he's done so many incredible things, like win just one Super Bowl, despite the fact that he's the greatest quarterback of all time. And they've got this amazing offensive mind governing the team now over in Green Bay. And
their coach did have coffee with Sean McVay.
Oh,
yeah, once.
That's
once.
Right.
So I'm pretty. It's pretty
so
much a lock.
You change your tune
yeah.
now? You sing it a different song?
Yeah.
As opposed to Nagy, who just got stuck in an elevator with McVay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right. I get it. Okay. I mean, that's an amazing story in Green Bay. I mean, have
it
I pointed
amazing.
Out enough?
It's incredible.
Are you
it
done?
Is.
So it can't be
I
number
can
three.
On.
So it can't be number three was what you're saying. And I agree. I agree. I think that logically the defense, like, I don't know. That defense was absolutely lights out last year. I think you can expect a regression and they'll still be amazing. So, like, I'm left with number two here, which is, what, Trubisky is better
than
average?
Trubisky can't get better.
He can't get better.
Can't get better.
He's like fucking 16 years old with a with a coach who is like he's primed. He's in a great position to get better. He will get better. This kid is good. He's already good in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
he's going to take the next step. It doesn't mean that he's going to be top five. It doesn't mean it's going to be
sure.
Brady. It means that he's going to be a good QB.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's I think that is. again, to your point, that's totally acceptable.
That's enough.
Like, that's enough.
That's enough.
You don't have to be fucking, like, look at some of the QBs out there who are like 1-2, you know, for a number of years and never really panned out to success for their team. I think that Trubisky, also your other two options were shit. So, yeah, I guess I'll take number two.
Fourth down.
In 14 of the last 15 years, a team went from worst to first in their division. Which team is it going to be this year?
Who is...
And I'm just looking at the options.
Who worst. And who is...
You
could do it with good, the backward. Like it won't be the Bucks. You know, like NFC South is way too strong for someone to come up.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Who else would there be?
Is there the... here's my question. Who did Rosen last play for?
Cardinals.
Cards.
Yeah. Cardinals.
I don't know, though.
There's too many variables there that aren't...
That's
a tough one.
Who else was it? What are our options
The
here?
Obvious answer is Jacksonville.
Is it, though?
Obvious answer is Jacksonville. Because they finally got a quarterback that isn't Bortles, who can actually do a thing or two.
With a great defense, that's
fair. Which is great, and the defense is on the rise. Fournette seems to have his head screwed on straight. Maybe he'll still
help. It doesn't matter if his head is screwed on straight. Every major ligament and bone in his body is not.
He's healthy.
He's never going to stay healthy.
Okay, so the rookie's taking the Bengals instead. Okay, I appreciate that.
Fair enough. Mixon goes off.
And we're Googling.
I'm seeing who finished last.
That's what my point is.
That's it?
Oh, I'll take the Redskins. No, it's got to be Jacksonville.
There's not many other options. There are many other options.
Who else could it be?
I'm going through them. Like obviously the AFC East.
I'm going Cards.
It's the Raiders.
It's the Cards, baby.
What?
And it just proves out that if you take a quarterback first overall,
that's the winner.
Yeah, that's the winner.
I get it.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It'll be back to back.
Terrible take.
And then you know what I like about it? The next Oklahoma kid is going to go first over. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters because Baker's been picked. Murray's been picked.
Yeah, two in
a row. I don't even know
the
name of the next guy. No idea.
It's Plumber.
Yeah, he's a... Yeah.
Really? Plumber's the next guy.
Yeah.
I like that.
After Baker, that didn't work.
Deep insight. Man. Jake Plumber's kid.
Jake Plumber. There you go.
Jake Plumber Jr.
But there's no other team.
No, who's not a chance Jacksonville does. Foles isn't a starting guy, and their fucking stud running back is going to be gone next year.
But this is what I love.
Both of his legs are going to go spiraling into the crowd at some point
this season.
This
is what I love about the NFL, though, is that you know it's going to happen.
But it probably
you just can't see it.
It's not going to happen.
But yes, it is.
It's not happening.
It happens at 14 out of 15 times it happens.
I will gladly say on not live. Sorry, I thought we were. Forgot we weren't live this week.
We're not live.
On not live audio,
that
the Cards stand a much better chance
of going worst from to worst to first than Jacksonville
does. Jacksonville's not going to happen.
So by that statement, you're telling me right now that Jacksonville will have a worse record than Arizona will at the end of the year.
It would almost have to stand.
Yes.
Okay, let's put real money on this.
We're going to
bet, you and I are going to bet a keg of beer on this.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, good. Okay. All right.
I help you drink it, or can you help me drink it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just one night, keg of beer.
One night. Jesus. What are you fucking the
Iron full Man? Keg? My God.
Yes.
No.
Literally have to buy it. The winner gets a keg of beer.
There we go. But an old school wooden keg with the band of metal, just old
losers.
Old keg.
Yeah, it's not 1865.
You mean our league
keg
loser
of beer.
Trophy.
Yeah. That's right.
Roger's shelf in the other room.
Not the tiny little thing. I'm saying like a pony keg full of beer. And it's the winner's choice.
Love it.
I love it.
Done. Love it. Cards will finish with a better record than Jackson.
The problem with the Cards are their defense isn't very good. So they've got an offense that is like uncertain.
Are you trying to talk him out of this bet? We already shook.
No, you already shook hands. That's what I'm telling him. He shouldn't sleep at night. He might as well buy it right now.
I love it.
Buy it right now.
On my side.
I'm not buy it right now.
That's how I know I'm going to win this. Because you two are so adamant. You're like, this is going to happen. I'm like, oh, I'll take the
Hey,
number.
I called the Seahawks 10-6 last year, man.
By the way, of the three of us, how many fantasy football championships have there been?
I got my hand
Probably
up.
30. Oh,
I got my hand up.
Has his hand up. And
I've got
29 other ones.
You are
it's
a regular season
league.
Champ, and you fizzle out in the playoffs. Have you won a playoff game ever?
I have. I've won two.
As a bye?
Those are not wins.
Those are
are not wins.
Those are Peyton Manning wins, by the way.
On two separate occasions.
No, no.
Do you know what I pulled out today? The ring.
Did you? You found it?
I found it. I pulled it out. It's on my counter waiting for Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's coming. I'm going to make so much noise with that ring.
I'm going to drink that whole keg. So good. I'm doing keg stands.
Good.
It'll take me a week and a half, but I'm going to do
fine
it.
Fine with that.
I'll
no
be
problem.
So happy.
I'm excited that I'm going to get a keg of beer.
Whew. Whatever.
Coach, we're going to have a keg in the
go
studio.
Go Cards!
This will be so good.
Air raid offense.
Amazing.
So good.
You know what the best part is? Is that Jacksonville's going to do so well, and the Cards are going to do so poorly. We might get this keg by, like, week 9.
Yeah, maybe even week 8.
That would be actually, that'd be pretty great. Yeah. That'd be great.
The Cards will be 0-8, and they'll be like, yeah, buddy, there's no chance.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
What? Okay. No. Okay. I'm just going to button it up here.
I love it. Fine.
Bet's been laid. Bet's been laid.
I'm good with it.
Now we just got to let it happen.
Amazing.
Overtime.
Let's change gears a little bit here and talk fantasy. Which player do you think is going to have a monster season in fantasy that no one else is really talking about?
Dead air. Just dead air.
I know. Yeah, no. But I should preface this by saying we haven't done our fantasy draft yet, so nobody wants to reveal anything.
It's so true.
All right?
It's so true.
And right now the rookie is scrambling to throw some fucking dog shit pick at us right now to say, like, oh, totally got to go with this guy. He's trying to find the eighth fucking pick of someone. Anyway, so.
DK Metcalf.
Oh,
he just went on the fucking IR.
I love it.
You need to be reading.
Be available by week 10.
Read
Thanks,
your damn
coach.
Feed.
Thank
that's
you.
My team.
I sent
that's
you the article.
That's why I'm putting stuff out that I don't want you to know what I want to pick.
Come on, give us one. You're entertaining audiences here.
I don't entertain anybody.
True.
Okay, for a Seahawks guy, let me jump in here. For a Seahawks guy.
Yeah.
Your guy Carson, your RB Carson.
Stop.
He's a fucking stud. He's an absolute stud.
I know.
But he's going to get hurt, so you take Penny. That would be my pick. I think Penny's going to go off this year. Because
really?
I think Carson will start pretty strong. He'll last four games. He'll go down. Penny's excellent, and he's like...
Penny's been good, but honestly, his yards per carry are good, but it's only because he gets the odd huge run. Like, he's not...
Dude, who cares?
Yeah.
It's the odd huge run.
Let me start again.
You're the franchise.
Who is the player
right
that you think is going to have a monster season? Come on.
I think the Baltimore kid, Lamar. I think he's going to have a monster season. And I think he's going to finish top 3 QB points just because of the – from what you hear, you know, he's chucking a lot better. He's got like a really decent young tight end in that Andrews kid. I think he's going to do really well. And I think he's got a pass catching back. Like Ingram can do it all. They've got a lot of weapons for this guy. But then just take into account the fact that his running game is off the chart. I think he's going to finish like top 3, top 5 QBs.
What?
For sure. Yeah.
Are you insane?
No, not even close.
He can't get a lot of points. I'm with you.
He's going to rack up.
He'll run up. And red zone wise, a running quarterback is dangerous.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you.
You're just taking this is for
no,
your
no.
own.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
On a draft on Friday, he's like scribbling down notes furiously. What? He wasn't even on my list. How do you spell Lamar? Is it 2 R's?
I don't have to scribble anything. It's being recorded.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so who do you think is going to get more points, Kyler Murray or Lamar?
Lamar.
Johnson?
Lamar, yeah. Instantly. Kyler will win.
Not even thinking about it.
Offensive rookie of the year, but he'll have a fucking, he'll have a whatever season.
Wow. He'll have like 20 touchdowns and 25 interceptions.
Yeah, so your plan to draft the kid for like $3, everyone's doing that, and you're all going to need a better option.
Oh.
Wow. He's a bit belligerent. I like this.
Coach,
I like this.
Coach, who do you got?
I got Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I really do. I just think if Bell is who we think Bell is, and if they use him right, which I have no idea if they will, but I think with him getting that a lot of attention, if they're stacking the boxes to stop Bell, he'll have openings. And with Gase there, as weird as the guy is, he's a pretty smart dude.
Yeah.
He'll figure something out to make that work. And Darnold was a great prospect. Just had a shitty year with a shitty team.
He didn't though.
Right?
He had a pretty good year.
He had a decent year, but not a year that puts you on the radar, right?
No, yeah.
No one's like, "Oh, yeah, we got to get Darnold this year cuz he's on the rise." Well, I mean, didn't look like it. It was okay last year. So I think with with Bell there and Gase there and some weapons, I think Darnold could have a breakout season.
Darnold had a great finish to the season.
Yeah.
He was ranked super high.
That's true. And they're also moving to an up-tempo offense.
Well, that's my question to you is that Gase is like horribly he's just his offenses are awful, except for the 1 year where he had
Peyton Manning.
No,
the Jay Cutler offense was okay. Cutler was actually a good year.
But if he can do, like, if he can hurry it up, if he can get the kid to actually move things along, and if they can do things differently than what Gase typically does or did in Miami, then, yeah, I agree. I think Darnold's a solid pick. There you go. Here's another little hot beat for you.
Who else do you think? Yeah.
Who else? And how do you spell Darnold? Who do you think?
I'm going to go with TJ Hawkinson.
Okay.
And the reason
why
when we start talking about tight ends, the elite ones that are out there that can get you those big numbers, like 20, 25 points a game, remember that Detroit's going to be losing a lot of games. I don't see Detroit really improving measurably on 6-10. I just don't see them doing that. Besides, it's tradition
that they
finish last in the NFC North. Yeah. So I think that, you know, the idea that they need to throw the ball a lot, it's something that Stafford loves to do.
Yeah,
that's one of the big misnomers about the Detroit Lions is that they have this elite quarterback. I don't think he's elite at all. I just think he hucks it a whole lot. When you're throwing the ball 45, 50 times a game, there's a lot of distribution going on there.
Right.
And we lost Golden Tate. Remember, they traded him to Philadelphia. He had that half season, the cup of coffee there.
Yeah.
And now he's moved on to the Giants. There's not a lot of guys.
I forgot.
There's not a lot of guys to throw the ball to there. So when I started looking around, I'm like, okay, we got Javon Kearse. We've got Amendola, who's like, you know, now he's a senior citizen. We got Galladay and Marvin Jones.
Yeah, but
Galladay's good.
Those guys are studs. Galladay's going to be.
They look like studs because they've got a guy throwing the ball 50 times a game.
Fair enough.
But they've also got what nobody seems to be talking about, Darrell Bevell as their OC coming over from the Seahawks. Who's really kind of a ground and pound kind of guy.
How do you not do better in fantasy? Look at this.
I know.
Digging.
But the thing about
Bevell
is that, remember, he's the guy, was one of the inspirations about getting Jimmy Graham over to Seattle.
He also wanted Percy Harvin, by the way.
Okay.
Carry on.
Fair enough. But he really, really tried to work a tight end getting open in that formation.
How'd that work?
The reason why it didn't work well is because Jimmy Graham blocks like a wet paper bag. So
really?
Yes.
Well.
So Hawkinson.
I think that's what that means. Yeah.
Hawkinson as an altogether a tight end, I think will do incredibly well in that offense because he's going to see his fair share of targets, and I just don't see Detroit improving.
Just look at his draft position. You know there's something there if a tight end's going in like the first round of the draft. The guy's a fucking early on in the draft.
Nope. Note to self: if Stats likes him, don't pick him.
Yeah, that's a really good.
Was that?
Yeah, we're both writing Hawkinson down, but for different reasons.
Like he struck
for different reasons, striking it out. Oh shit! I can't take that guy now.
No, he's out.
Man, I liked that kid.
He's off my radar
now. I
like
that kid.
Off my radar.
Wow.
I think he's gonna have a good year too. But here's the thing with tight ends.
He said it like he's just patting. Here's the thing. I think he's gonna have a good
year
too.
Listen to me, pal. He's gonna put up 545 yards and 4 TDs,
Ow.
And that's just great. I love it.
Man.
That's the tight end position for you. He's not gonna be a fucking Kittle who sets a record or an Ertz or a Kelsey
like
the stud.
I like it.
He's not going to do that. Tight ends don't do that. He's going to come
he's
in and put up 545 yards.
He's not going to lead the fucking
he's not a sleeper.
Yards.
He's not a sleeper.
Yes,
everyone knows about him.
No, they do not. Because everybody's talking about Kelsey or Kittle or Ertz as the big ones out there. But I think that he's actually going to make
he's
some.
Number
he's number
five
make
on
a difference.
All lists, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's as deep as my analysis goes.
I like the OC
there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Evan Engram, Giants.
Yeah.
Tight
end. He's like
coach.
Number four.
Thanks,
he's
coach.
Like, yeah. You guys are picking sleepers that are fourth best in the league. This isn't a fucking sleeper.
He was bad
last year,
though.
You know going to be good? You know, Aaron Rodgers, little unknown kid. Slinging the ball.
I'm actually not sure about that, to be honest.
Me neither.
I'm actually not sure about that.
You know
what? Then I'll take him for $10 then. Just give it to me. I'll take all the risk.
Injury prone, attitude problem.
Huge attitude problem.
Oh, God, yeah. He's the Antonio Brown of Green Bay.
<Ooh-wee>.
All right, that's it. We're out.
Thank God.
Roshan?
That's our we're Roshan.
We're Roshan away.
Yeah,
we really
Rosh away from this one.
Really Roshed that one.
Yeah, that's our NFL season preview. for the 2019-2020 season.
Some really good hard-hitting fantasy insight.
Do you think so?
For the listeners, yeah.
And just insight generally.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So if I could just put a bow on it.
Oh, please, let's
just
do.
If you Google top five best players at every position.
Yeah.
Take one of those five players.
That's your sleeper?
Fantasy.
That's your sleeper pick?
Sleeper picks are easy. Just take the fifth best option at every position.
I don't understand what he's saying.
By the way, what rookie means by that is that if you know a brewery that's willing to sell you a keg for really cheap,
I need your number.
Please
now.
Call
I need your
him.
Number ASAP.
Yeah, please do, because he is so fucked taking the fucking Cardinals this year.
Hey,
unreal.
We'll see.
Air raid.
We'll see.
Unbelievable.
We'll see.
Done.
Week one, baby. Fuck yeah.
I know. I'm so excited.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
It is
right?
exciting.
Fuck. Here we go. Here we go.
Woo! So much optimism in this room. All of our teams are going to do so well.
Oh,
minus.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, minus.
Go Hawks. Sure.
Go Hawks.
All right, we're all going to the playoffs.
Super Bowl or bust.
Right?
11-5.
No, I don't care about the playoffs. Playoffs are not enough.
Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we'll be back to you live on the Big Play Sports Network.
Yes.
On Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Let's fucking have a great weekend.
Oh, it will.
Let's just do it.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Come on.
Going to be awesome.
Excellent. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for getting blessed with us.
At ease.